Welcome to the Protect Erasmus podcast series. Protect is an Erasmus project where pupils learn all about climate change and how it affects their local communities. In this project, pupils take the lead by asking questions, sharing ideas, and exploring ways we can help protect our planet. Schools from Ireland, Norway, Croatia, Portugal, and Serbia are all working together as part of the Protect project. We hope you enjoy listening to our podcast.
Hello, Climate Heroes! Welcome to the Climate Heroes Podcast, the show where curious kids learn all about our amazing planet and how we can help protect it.
I'm your host, Yusuf.
And I'm your host, Olivia.
And today we're going on a big adventure to talk about something really important. Climate change! So grab a comfy seat, open your imagination, and let's get started.
Ha, 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 ha. Clap, 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 stomp your feet. Climate heroes bring the beat. Turn it down, reuse, recycle. Save that planet every cycle. Ooh, yeah, here we go. Watch our green ideas grow. Hands up high, voices loud. Climate heroes stand out proud. Save the air, land and sea. Planet power, you and me. Climate heroes.
Here's the big idea. Our planet's climate is changing. That means over many years, Earth is getting warmer than it used to be.
Let's do a quick imagination moment. Close your eyes for a second. Picture Earth as a big, beautiful blue and green ball floating in space. Around it is an invisible blanket of air called the atmosphere. This blanket helps keep Earth warm. Just like your duvet keeps you warm at night.
But what happens if you put on too many blankets?
You get too hot. Now, let's talk about something called a carbon cycle. And don't worry, it sounds tricky, but it's actually simple.
Ayla will help us to learn a little bit about the carbon cycle. So Ayla, what can you tell us?
Carbon is a tiny building block that's in the air, in plants and in animals, and even us. The carbon cycle is how carbon moves around Earth. Plants take carbon from the air to grow. Animals eat the plants, and when plants and animals breed or break down, carbon goes back into the air. It's like carbon is going on a never-ending trip. Air to plants to animals, and back to the air again. The problem starts when humans add too much carbon into the air by burning fossil fuels. That extra carbon is like adding extra blankets around Earth, and that makes our planet warmer.
Our reporters, Evie, Fiona, and Katrina, went along to the sixth classes to find out more about their recent climate change debates. They asked students what they learned, what opinions were shared, and whether the debates helped change the way they think about climate change and protecting our planet.
Let's hear what the sixth class students had to say.
After doing the debates, do you feel like you need to take action for our environment?
Yes, I do, because now I know what will happen if we don't. For an example, by 2050, the amount of plastic in the ocean will outweigh all the fish in the ocean.
Yes, we need to take action. Instead of making more electric cars and normal petrol cars, we could improve on public transport and cycling.
Have you learned anything about the environment through debates? If so, what?
We learned that only 9% of plastic is being recycled.
I have learned that electric cars are actually bad for the environment, because of the emissions that go into the atmosphere when making the batteries.
When you were doing the debates, did it change your perspective on certain things? And if it did, why did your perspective change?
My perspective changed because I learned that electric cars create as much emissions as a normal car.
My perspective on banning plastic changed because, after all, most things we use is made of plastic. And if we ban plastic fully, we would have to spend more money on other materials. For example, the production of glass costs more to make than plastic.
If you want to protect the environment, how do you plan to protect the environment for future generations?
To protect the environment for future generations, I suggest we get rid of all the remaining nuclear power plants.
Before we finish up, we have one more really important stop on our Climate Heroes journey.
That's right. Our reporters Amelia and Abigail had to chat with a very important person in our school, our principal. They wanted to find out what steps our school is taking to help fight climate change.
Amelia and Abigail asked some great questions about how we're reducing waste, saving energy, and looking after our school environment.
Let's hear what our principal had to say when Amelia and Abigail asked how our school is helping to protect the planet.
What steps is the school taking to be more energy efficient?
Okay, so one thing we're going to do next summer is we're going to put lots more solar panels on our roof. At the moment, we probably have about 14 solar panels on the roof. And during the summer, we are going to put 140 solar panels on the roof. And we hope that that's going to make the school a lot more energy efficient, because it should mean that we will be able to get a lot of our electricity from the solar panels.
If the school size increased by 4 more classrooms, would we have enough solar panels to power the school?
Well, if the school size increased, we probably would have next summer. Yes, when we put in all the rest of the solar panels, we probably would have enough. But we don't really have any plans at the moment to build on any extra classrooms, right? What we have right now is we have our school is full. Every room in our school is now in use. So the school is full, and we really hope that the solar panels will make sure that we are going to be very energy efficient. Well, now that's a really good question, because our light bulbs are not as energy efficient as they could be. And actually, we should really change all of our light bulbs. The thing is, it's very expensive to change them. But if we did change them, it would make a huge difference to how energy efficient our school could be. So, I already explained to you, our first part of our plan is to put more solar panels on the roof. The second part of the plan is to replace all of the light bulbs. And hopefully we will be able to do that maybe in 2 years' time. So not this summer, but maybe the following summer, we're going to try and aim to change all of the light bulbs so that we will get far more energy efficient light bulbs into the school.
That's all for today's episode of the Climate Heroes Podcast.
Remember, every small action you take is like a little seed of hope for our planet.
Thanks for listening, Climate Heroes. Until next time, keep caring, keep questioning, and keep protecting our amazing...
Clap, 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 stomp your feet. Climate Heroes bring the beat. Turn it down, reuse, recycle. Save that planet every cycle, ooh, yeah.